Scientists in Samoa have issued a dire warning about the fate of the national bird, which features on the country's banknotes and coins. The manumea has been on the brink of extinction for several years, but scientists believe there are now only a few dozen left. Conservationist Gianluca Serra is leading a team employed by the Samoan government to stop the bird disappearing. He told Mandy Sammy the situation was desperate.
It's called manumea. It's a pigeon. Endemic of Samoa, meaning it occurs only in Samoa and nowhere else in the world. So when it's gone, for me, it's gone globally. And so that's why it's a pity. And in the last year, I've been working locally here only in Samoa, helping the government to try to save an iconic bird that is the national bird of Samoa, save it from extinction. And it's the only surviving relative of the dodo. And we're trying to work with the local communities. And we have, during the past year, we got very interesting information about this bird. And now we know what we can do to try to save the species. We know, for instance, some forests where it's still occurring, and that hunting is a major issue to its survival. And there are probably only few dozens birds left in Samoa. So on the ground is very difficult.
You're saying you've identified one of the main threats, which is hunting. They are being hunted?
Yes, they've been hunted. We realize that they're hunted by mistake, basically, because apparently the people don't like manumea's meat, but they killed the manumea while they're targeting another pigeon that they like. So that's the issue, and this is enough to be a problem. Of course, hunting is only one problem. There are another two big troubles. Forest logging, of course, because it's forest bird, and then invasive species like rats and cats.
What practical steps can your team take to stop this bird from disappearing?
Well, now we know a few forest areas where the bird still exists, so we have to establish protected areas. It's not very easy because these forests are under customary control, so we have to do consultations with villages, discuss with them, try to convince them to establish protected area, especially try to convince them to control the hunting somehow so that they don't affect the bird anymore. So this is the way ahead, but there's not much time left. And so Hawaii, for instance, is an example on how things should not be done, despite they had lots of money being US, but they've been too slow to act, and in the past decades they've lost many endemic species. So I'm always mentioning to Samoan authorities that we should learn from lessons learned from Hawaii, where they managed to lose so many birds, but despite they had money, while here they don't have any money.
Are you optimistic that your team will actually be successful in making sure they don't disappear?
Not at all. Our job as conservationists is pretty depressing. Every year the planet is losing hundreds, if not thousands, of species. So there's not enough awareness or interest by governments and people. Public opinion are so interested about cats and dogs, but they don't know that there is wildlife out there and they need help. So it's really hard to try to... And so there's no money to... And few people really interested in it.
How is your team funded? Is it solely by the government here?
No, I managed to do this work under a consultancy from UNDP, United Nations. But now, for instance, the next steps, I don't have an idea how we could run the next steps because there's no money, and I should do as a volunteer, but I have a family, so I don't know.
Gianluca Serra, who's leading the team employed by the Samoan government to stop the manumea from disappearing, he was talking to Mandy Sammy.